This briefing is sponsored by Deloitte. Business process with less process. See what's possible when data and automation come together to help reinvent workflows. Visit Deloitte.com/US/onlyseepossible.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, January 30th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. Google is looking to set up another campus, and they've got their eye on San Jose. Reporter Rob Copeland will join us in just a minute to explain what that could mean for the city and why Google's getting some pushback. But first, let's check some headlines. If you listened yesterday, you might remember that Apple reported record earnings and revenue earlier this week. Now they've got more news. Apple's hired one of Netflix's top engineers, Ruslan Meschenberg. Meschenberg helped build out Netflix's platform and was involved in key initiatives to create a speedier, more consistent service for viewers. His hire is part of Apple's broader strategy to build out the tech team that supports its new TV streaming and subscription services to offset volatility in the iPhone market. The Interior Department is formally grounding roughly 800 of its drones that were made in China or with Chinese parts. The order follows a temporary grounding of the department's drone fleet last year after concerns that the devices could be used for espionage. The drones are used to survey erosion, monitor endangered species, or keep an eye on floods and fires. The Interior Department says it'll grant exceptions when drones are needed to respond to natural disasters or for search and rescue operations. And several major tech companies reported earnings after the markets closed on Wednesday. In after-hours trading, Tesla shares jumped more than 6% after it beat expectations, posting a fourth-quarter profit, fueled in part by record deliveries of its Model 3 compact car. Microsoft shares rose 2%. Its higher quarterly earnings and 14% increase in revenue were driven by continued growth in its cloud computing business. And Facebook reported a growing base of users and a 25% increase in quarterly revenue, beating expectations. But despite those strong numbers, shares dropped more than 5% in after-hours trading. Up next, Google's planning a new campus in San Jose. Not everyone's happy about it. We'll speak to reporter Rob Copeland. That's after the break. Silicon Valley is home to countless tech companies and their employees. But as those companies have grown, they've caused the cost of living in the area to skyrocket and created a housing crisis. But it's getting crowded. And now those tech companies are expanding to other cities. Cities that are learning to be cautious about the potential harm that could come with these new businesses. That brings us to Google. They're looking to build a new campus in San Jose. And tech reporter Rob Copeland has been checking it out. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about what this new campus in San Jose is supposed to look like.
So to understand this, you have to take a step back and realize that Silicon Valley is sort of a hot word, but San Jose is right on the edge of it. It's in the South Bay. It's about, depending on the traffic, it could be two and a half hours south of San Francisco. So this is sort of the hinterlands of Silicon Valley. It's barely there. And what Google has said is we need a ton of new space for 25,000 additional employees. So we have to start looking at these places that we wouldn't have been willing to go to before. So they're looking to build a giant campus, you know, twice as much office space as the Empire State Building, around what is not a particularly attractive neighborhood in San Jose.
Now, you mentioned the Empire State Building. That is a very tall building with many, many floors, as is very typical for New York City. I'm guessing they're not going to take up a very small space and make a skyscraper in the middle of San Jose.
Correct. San Jose, like most of the Bay Area, and in fact, like almost everywhere in California outside of LA and a few blocks in San Francisco, is extremely sprawling. It's not a skyscraper place. So here we're talking about an extended campus along a river. Google hasn't said exactly how tall the buildings will be, but we're looking at, you know, 10, 20, maybe one building of 25 stories. And it's really going to transform what is a bunch of parking lots into perhaps a new city.
So one would assume that a place that just has a bunch of parking lots and is on the very, very edge of Silicon Valley would be thrilled to have Google come in and set up a headquarters there. How is San Jose reacting?
Well, that's the really interesting thing. the traditional theory here is, you know, everyone wants to be Rochester with Kodak, or they want to be Hershey with Hershey. But there's a big difference between how the San Jose city leadership feels about Google and how a lot of residents do. The city leadership says, hey, a huge employer, our residents need jobs, and frankly, they pay taxes that we can fund schools and all sorts of other, obviously, city services. But at public hearings, and when I've spent a lot of time in San Jose talking to residents, they fear the other end of this, the gentrification, the getting pushed out of their homes, then the feeling, frankly, that San Jose will change culturally. It will just be another, you know, place full of tech bros and Patagonia fleeces.
And it's not just a cultural aspect, right? I mean, there's an affordability question that happens when people with a lot of money come into a town that isn't used to those kinds of incomes, right?
Exactly. And this is a problem, an acute problem in the Bay Area, and it's a problem in California at large. California is an incredibly popular place to set up a business, particularly in tech or entertainment. But local regulations make it close to impossible to build new housing. So this isn't exactly, you know, rocket science here. If you've taken one economics class or if you've Wikipedia'd supply and demand, if you've got a whole bunch of new rich employees coming in and you're not building new homes, they're going to bid up the price of existing homes, and that's going to make it too expensive for the people who live in those homes now.
I'm thinking this reminds me a lot of when Amazon announced plans to build a second headquarters, one in Virginia and then one here in New York. That didn't go over so well with residents in New York. And in fact, those plans ended up being scrapped completely. Amazon pulled out of New York. How did Google go about trying to win over San Jose?
Right. So there are some important differences, but also some similarities. The big difference is Amazon ran what was essentially a beauty contest. They went to a bunch of cities, including, frankly, a lot of them they were never going to move to, and they said, make us your best offer, give us tax credits, convince us why we should come to you. And at the end of the day, that led to the axing of, you know, HQ2 in New York. Google has said a few really important things here. One, no tax credits. They say, we're going to actually pay San Jose above and beyond what the law says. We don't want money from them. We're going to give them money. They've also said, we're not running a competitive process. You know, we're not going to go to the next city over if this doesn't work for San Jose. We're just in it for San Jose. We want this to work in San Jose. And the other bit is that Google is not just talking to the city about housing. You know, they're lobbying the state. They're making contributions to community groups. You can be cynical or you cannot, but they do appear to be trying to be a bit more of a corporate citizen here.
Why do they want to go to San Jose? What does San Jose have to offer that they're so excited about?
So San Jose is at the very bottom of Silicon Valley, but it's right around a train station. And this isn't that sexy, but it's true. If you could get workers to take the train from San Francisco south to San Jose, you could have a faster way for them to get to work, and you could potentially attract better talent.
And San Jose is a big city, right?
You know, I was actually surprised when I started this project a few months ago. San Jose is the 10th biggest city in the country. This is a huge city on its own right, and it already has big problems. You walk through downtown, there's punishing homelessness, and there aren't any easy solutions there. So the idea that you would take all this open space and you would build offices for tech workers it's a difficult pitch for some people.
Is this a tide shift? I mean, is it just Google being a corporate citizen, or are tech companies realizing that just winning over local officials is not going to get them the headquarters that they want?
I think you're exactly right. The problem is these tech giants are sort of the big bad wolf right now, and it's not just in housing, and it's not just in San Jose. And when you talk to executives out here, which is, you know, we have a whole office of people, and that's what we do all day, they're sort of shocked that their companies are considered, you know, the enemy. So this is an effort at a very important juncture for Google, which is under investigation by the government, to sort of put its most friendly foot forward and to try to make this work.
We've also seen tech companies responding to their part in the housing crisis in California. Just for people who aren't there, can you just give us some perspective and some scope on how big of an issue the housing crisis is in the Bay Area and why people in San Jose could be really concerned seeing somebody like Google come in, a company like Google come in?
So here's a really telling stat. Facebook has a program in which they will pay the difference in rent for a handful of teachers in Palo Alto, which is a very rich town right by Facebook headquarters. So Facebook has said, If you're a teacher and you can't afford to live in Palo Alto, we will pay the difference between your rent and 30% of income, so a reasonable rent. And Facebook is paying more than $30,000 a year in rent subsidies for these teachers. That's $30,000 a head there. So there's a huge gap between what, quote, regular people make and how much you'd have to make to just live. So this is a crisis that's getting worse, frankly, not better. And it's something that affects, frankly, everyone in the Bay Area.
You know, and Facebook isn't the only big company that's done stuff like this, right? I mean, Apple has committed $2.5 billion for affordable housing in California. Google has already done and made some land donations in San Francisco. So we are seeing them address this issue. But obviously, that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg to rectify a situation that they were largely part of creating. What's next for Google in San Jose? How close are we to seeing this deal actually announced?
This is a very important year for Google in San Jose. Before the end of the year, we're going to see the San Jose City Council vote on this. Over the next few months, Google is going to come out with its, quote, community packages, basically the money it's willing to pay to various groups in San Jose to build affordable housing, to build homeless shelters, to set aside areas for parkland. So this is going to be a big negotiation, a big back and forth. And let's not forget, Google is a search engine. It's a big advertising company, and it's a public company. At the end of the day, if it doesn't make sense for its shareholders, it's not going to do it.
Rob Copeland, reporting from San Francisco, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. Don't forget that if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. With that, I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.